Love, 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 love. Thank you so much for coming this evening. Many of you I know from past lives and in this present life, and the wonder and grace that comes with all of us being together again. And it makes my heart sing to be able to acknowledge all the new people with whom I hope we will have a lasting friendship, and how grateful I am for the opportunity to be able to gather, just to gather the energy. I am aware of a time frame for lots of people because they have families and children and all kinds of things. So I like to begin on time. I like to end on time so everybody can get back to their lives. And I wanted to acknowledge that in my, one of the passages in this life has been as a mystic. And I wanted to introduce myself to you as a mystic, because many people may have heard the word, but as far as what that means, it may not be really a commonplace thing for them. And certainly it was not for me or for my family. A mystic, the two definitions that have come to me, the first is a mystic is one who has an experience, and this is a very important word, has an experience that brings them into union and communion with the divine. So that means that in my life, I have the voice within, that is, the divine speaks to me rather unceasingly. I also experience what I would call transcendental moments that can occur in very simple, easy ways. Excuse me. I'd ask you not to write anything, because that puts you in the left side of your brain, and I need you to be in the right side of your brain and in your heart, okay? So you'll get exactly what you need, okay? We don't have to worry about whether you'll get it or won't get it, all right? So thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay. So in my world, I have the voice within. I also have these experiences, which have continued to happen throughout my life, that are what I call beyond the beyond. They are not experiences that I could say, I don't know what's going on, because I do know what's going on. Often it is a very deep infilling and indwelling of the divine or the God consciousness in me. And it comes in a variety of ways. Sometimes I say it's unbidden. I do not bid these experiences to come unto me. They come unto me sometimes in moments that I wouldn't ever expect anything like that to happen. It's never when I'm sitting in the silence. It's never when I'm in prayer or meditation. It's when I am in the world with both feet on the ground, walking through the world, doing whatever it is that I'm doing. And it can take my breath away. It can drop me to the floor. I mean, I can be, one of my experiences was in the kitchen. And everybody knows that I have not any relationship to the kitchen at all whatsoever. My mother said, "Dear, you can't even boil water." I said, "That's right, Mom. I have other things I'm doing in this lifetime." But I was actually in the kitchen, and it just dropped me to the floor. And at the time, I just experienced it. Come on in and sit in the circle, please. Yeah. There are plenty of places here. Sure, come on. Just walk around if you want to. Or yeah, we have a little alleyway right here. You can just come right on in. Perfect. So we need to add another chair, sweetheart. No, here we are, darling. If you don't mind sitting between the two beloved. Thank you, God, for completing the circle this evening. I was told there'd be, if I put out 12 chairs on either side, something would happen. I thank you for that, God. So the first level of energy is the experience of becoming in union and communion with the divine. The second aspect is a passionate love for the divine. And when I say passionate, I mean it is all-consuming. And for people like myself who have grown up with this energy, there isn't anything that doesn't draw that passion and that love to whatever it is that I am doing and to whoever is in my presence or wherever I happen to be. And one of my great joys is to be on an airplane or a bus or a train. Now, why would that be? Because when I go to the potty at the back of the plane, I get to bless and love and hold every single person that's on that plane all the way to the potty. And then I get to do it all the way back again. And I just go, oh boy, oh boy, oh, this is so wonderful. I mean, it's just extraordinary. And the divine continues to bring all levels of experience, both with the animal kingdom and the vegetable kingdom and the mineral kingdom and the human kingdom. All these kingdoms are of a quality, a vibration, that as a mystic, I see that and I feel that and I recognize that. And anyone who loves beauty knows the mystical part of themselves, because that beauty is speaking to the mystic, which we are. There isn't anybody in this room that doesn't have that aspect. Now, whether you wish it to bloom in this embodiment is completely up to you. And that takes us to our soul agreements. We make agreements prior to coming into the body, which I call soul agreements. And those are some of the choices that we say, in this embodiment, I really want X, Y, Z, and you will have it. So if you look at your life right now, and you'll say, did I really ask for this, or did I really ask for this? Because sometimes it isn't exactly what we thought it would be. So if we come into embodiment, we choose our family. We choose our family because they're going to give us experiences that will allow for the expansion of who we are as soul. Now, we have these wonderful little egos, don't we? So our egos say, I like this, I don't like this. The soul does not do that. The soul does not live in polarity. We as ego come to the earth plane to learn through polarity. So everything is polarized, yes? And the soul is always in at-one-ment with the divine, always. And so as we grow in consciousness, what we do is say, I don't have to be this or that. I can be this. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't taste the fruits of this and the fruits of that, yes? And some may be bitter and some may be sweet. But all those are part of the soul agreement I have made to do what? Have my humanity and my divinity do what? This. Right? This is my humanity and this is my divinity. This is what it is. Now, most of us live like, Okay? Because if you live like this, what's going to happen? If you live like this, it means that you will bring love, peace, and joy. Oh no, really? Yeah. Love, peace, and joy to every experience you have. Even if your ego is going, that's all right. Because the soul will go, it's all right, honey. We're going to work this through. It'll be okay, right? So we have this wonderful opportunity as soul to experience life in such incredible ways. Let's talk about love for a moment. The feeling aspect of love is joy. The feeling aspect of love is joy. Now, you don't have to raise your hand if you don't want to, but how many people experience joy today? Thank you, God. All right. Now, if you didn't experience joy today, that's all right. That just means that you were focused on one or the other sides of that polarity. But if you experienced joy, where were you? You were right here, in between the two, right? Because love was there. And the soul is experiencing love all the time, even if the ego is out here diddling around and doing whatever it wants to do, right? But right here in the center is love. Now, peace is contentment and a deep level of awareness and a genuine sense of being whole, not being fragmented, but feeling the wholeness of who we are. Did everyone experience even a moment of peace today? And if you didn't, it's all right. And if you did, that's all right. So we get to honor that in the aspect of being soul, we experience that which is love and the feeling energy of joy. We feel the experience of peace and that deep sense of fulfillment and inner grace that nothing can change. It is true, and we know what it is. And the connection between our mind, and I'm talking about both sides of our brain now, the right and the left-hand hemispheres, that connection of mind and heart, and then as we raise vibration, soul and heart, then a connectedness begins to flow through us. And the experiences that we have in our lives are soul-filled. Now, the first time I heard that, I said, uh-huh, right. I mean, the divine's talking to me about this, right, years ago. And I said, I don't know how that can be. And the soul said, then I will show you how that will be. And so the teachings that I received through the divine, and I use the word divine rather than God, because for many people, God is a personification, and for me, the divine is the all in all. Everything that is and ever shall be and ever has been is divine. It is the divine. And so I'll use the word divine. If you don't like that word, just substitute your own word, okay? You can do that. It'll be fine. So the divine has brought to me a level of awareness. And when I first heard the word surrender, as many of you know, I said, there is no way I can surrender. I must be. And the divine said, it is not submission. It is not a negative thing. It is a letting go and allowing for something else to happen. And I went, ooh, maybe I could do that. So I began to practice. Every time I would go, do you know that? Or you go, everybody knows what that is. Okay. Because I try to be very physical here so everybody gets it. Okay. And then the divine said, all right, the next time happens, and it can be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, you can have all four bodies doing that at the same time, you can then say, what would happen if I just let go? What if I just came into the experience like this? What would happen? And I had to trust that I'd be okay, because I didn't know. Because I'd spent my childhood, anybody else have a childhood that went, good, okay, a lot of us are on the same page here, great, all right. Okay, so my childhood was, and this was too scary. So as I matured in my spiritual consciousness, and the divine said, now, when this happens, see if you can let this happen. So I'm a quadruple Scorpio. So a quadruple Scorpio goes like this. You understand? Everybody get it? Okay. Then I had to say, okay, it's still up there, dang. And the divine said to me, now all you have to do is don't be afraid. I'm right here. It'll be okay. You sure? Yes, absolutely. You can do it. Well, maybe just one more little tap right there before I... Okay. So the soul, and knowing the soul and this extraordinary energy that is within us right now, every single person is fully imbued, fully alive, fully realized as soul. You don't have to do one thing, except recognize that that's what's happening. And once you recognize it, then you say, how shall I move and have my being as soul? Not what I'm doing, but what I'm being. How shall that be for me? And in my being, which is the all in all of who I am, do I really need this anymore? And if we don't need it anymore, then it's very easy to let go. The beauty is that when another does this, we get to say, oh, I've been there and done that. And I have great compassion for them. And that compassion allows me to hold whatever this was for them. I can hold that for them. Even if they continue to do it, even if that's their focus, that's all right. But I can hold that. And in having another human being hold that energy, it can come quietly, gently, and more easily into a place of surrender. And perhaps some of us have experienced that too, where we have lovingly, compassionately recognized in the other ourselves. And as soon as we did that, and we could say, I know what that is. That's part of me. And we're all mirrors, you know. We know that aspect of looking in the mirror and seeing each other in the mirror, and to have compassion for that. The soul is that which brings that compassion, and it is so incredibly beautiful. So, having sort of said that much, I'd like to read a poem. There are many mystics, and Saint Teresa was a beautiful mystic. We bloomed in spring. Our bodies are the leaves of God. The apparent seasons of life and death, our eyes can suffer. But our souls, dear, I will just say this forthright, they are God. We will never perish unless God does. It is the eternal of the soul being lived in this temporal moment to moment to moment energy. And we often forget that we as the eternal are having these moments. And the moments that we have when we can feel that alignment within our souls is so precious and so beautiful. And I would invite you to do what I call scanning the day. At the end of my day, I scan the entire day from the time I have arisen to the time I sleep. And as I scan the day, I look for those moments where the soul that I am was fully expressing, fully present, fully holding whatever the energies were that were going on around me. Even if they were energies that the moment before I said, ooh, I do not want to be here. But there it is. Divine order had placed it before me. And it was for me to step into, and to step into it, not from the place of this, but from the place of this. So in that realization that I am not going anywhere without being one with the divine, there's no place I can go, no experience I can have. And it is I who choose in every moment, will it be this or will it be that? That's it. Very simply put. And as we go through our day, we can say, oh my goodness, in the moment when I thought this would come up, my practice of letting this go has allowed this to happen. And I can hold this, whatever this is, from a place of both compassion, deep understanding, and I hope with a sense of humor. Because if love is present, joy is there. If I go through an experience and I come out of it and it has drained me, then I know that I have not held the vibration of love sufficiently. Okay? Because that's what drains you, is when that love is not there, then it is very draining. And I have been in many experiences where I've come home and I've just been exhausted. Has anybody else had those kind of experiences? And you come, whoa, bum, 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 what have I just been through? And then I realize, whoops, wait a minute. I see that I went into it with my heart open and I was not soulfully present all the way through. And therefore, not being soulfully present, what happened? I became very exhausted. So I've been known as an Energizer Bunny, but I know that one of the reasons I have that energy is because my soul is present all the time. All the time. And it is I who must bring that to my consciousness. I make a choice in every moment. Shall I bring that to consciousness or shall I not? And if I do, then that energy is there very steadfastly. And it is so beautiful to acknowledge that we are that energy. Now, often through our childhood and our coming into adulthood and all the other things that happen, we sometimes lose that kind of innocence, you know? That innocence that allows us to see each moment anew. Often I see an experience and I say, oh, I've been there, done that. And I go, how can you say that? In this moment, it's brand new. It's absolutely brand new. And can I be there as who I am, new to this, with that joy and that innocence and that exuberance that comes with, I mean, you know, when you watch children, I mean, everything is new for them, and their energy is sublime. So can we do that? Can we be that? Of course. And in that wonder, like if I may use the words childlike wonder, in that wonder, the soul which we are just goes whoo, and is totally out there in us, through us, as us, moving energetically in whatever it is that the experience has brought to us. It's quite amazing. And it can be very simple. Or it can be something that is almost like a maze or a very complex puzzle. It can be a myriad of things. But when we are fully centered in ourselves as soul, then something else can happen. And our practice is, shall we or shall we not? Moment to moment to moment. And I really acknowledge that deeply. Most of us don't live moment to moment to moment. We really do live our lives in quite big chunks, don't we? We chunk over here, we go, oh, I've got to do this, bop, 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 bop. And then here's the next chunk. Oh, I'm on time, okay. Oh, no, I'm late, chunk. And here's the next chunk. Anybody else do that besides me? Honey, I know how to chunk it out. I know how to do that. And then when the divine sort of taps me on the shoulder and said, are we doing this moment by moment, dear? And I say, well, actually, no. Okay, back up the film. And this is why I love to scan my day. I get to see where I didn't quite shift the energy inside me for the moment that I was in. I was still back there somewhere. I wasn't right here. There was a dancer, when I was in New York, I was a dancer, and he had a wonderful piece that he called Here and Now with Watchers. Here and Now with Watchers. And I said, I believe that's my life. Because I have the voice within speaking to me, and I want to be here and now, and I have this watcher, my soul watching, and I have the energy of the two sides of my brain watching, and then I have my emotional body watching, and I have my physical body watching. I mean, there are a lot of folks watching, folks. You know? So if we're going to be here and now, which is the soul presence, here and now, and to honor that it is the totality of all that we are, we cannot isolate and just say, well, I'm just going to think about this. No, not really. Well, I'm just going to feel what this is like. No, not really. Well, what's happening in my physical body while I'm having this experience, whatever it happens to be? If I'm here and now, it means that all of me is present. And often, in whatever experiences we're having, we do isolate just for that thing. We've learned how to do that in our family. I can only speak for myself and my family. Sometimes it was just too painful, so I could just think about it. It was less painful if I thought about it than if I felt about it. Or if my physical body was reacting to something going on, then I'd go, ooh, no, no, you're not supposed to be reacting. I happened to become the emotional body of my family, so I was always expressing what no one else was expressing. And I'm sure some of you, I see some nods, understand many of us in this room were the emotional body of our families. And as a result, we could feel very deeply. And sometimes we would feel too much. It'd be so painful. But other times, we would have to just shut it down and just think about it or let our physical body take it over because we simply couldn't handle it. We just couldn't handle whatever that was. So to integrate now all the elements that we are and to have that tuning fork that sounds the tone and resonates all the way through all of our bodies, planes, and cells, resonates in such a way that the soul is that which is fully present. Now, this is a really sweet practice. It's a very, very sweet practice. And the divine, I'll bet you dollars to donuts, is going to bring everybody in this room a few opportunities in the next few days. So just keep your eyes open. Just kind of feel what it's like. And you might see it coming towards you and going, she told me it was going to be this way. All right, let's see now. How am I going to meet this? All right? And I hope that it will be in the sweet ease. I hope that the soul will be resonating and that you will, with love and compassion and some joy, meet whatever that is. And you'll say, whoa, this is pretty interesting. And to be able to have a comparison between what was before and perhaps what you're practicing now. And in doing so, I call it building your spiritual muscle. You'll build that spiritual muscle by doing whatever the practice is that you choose to have. And as you practice, you will become stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, many of us, our spiritual muscle is very weak. It's very weak. Because we have not put our attention on how we are present moment to moment to be here and now with watchers. And my soul, if I'm kind of out of alignment, my soul will just say, Mary, very gently, of course. Mary, and I'll go, oopsie, Daisy. I goofed up again. But that's okay, because I get to practice some more, hey? I just get to keep practicing and practicing. And the beauty is that I really love to practice now, okay? Because I'm getting stronger and stronger. And as a result, when people say, you know, what is awakening? Awakening is practice, practice, practice. And when you practice, your consciousness begins to expand and expand and expand and expand and expand. And with the consciousness expanding, your heart expands and expands and expands. It is exponential that the consciousness and the heart move as one. And the consciousness of the soul, which is this ever-expanding consciousness, and the radiance of the heart, which is the soul expressing itself through the human form, I mean, it's just incredible. So in this room, for those of you who have second sight, you can see that there is an energy bubble. Okay? Does anybody see that besides me? There's a big energy bubble in here, and it's really quite beautiful. And it covers the whole room, and all of us are within it. And the energy of that bubble is forever expanding and opening and getting larger and larger and larger as we open and allow our souls to be radiantly here. Now I'm going to tell you a secret. It's not really a secret. Some of you already know it. Before we came in the body, we all got together. All of our souls that are in this room right now. We all got together in the formless and we said, you know what? Wouldn't it be fun if we all met in a room somewhere on the planet and we all got to look at each other and say, I remember you. Well, look, hey, it's been a couple of lifetimes since I last saw you. Well, gee, look, hey, man, far out. Well, that's what happened, okay? All of our souls agreed when, however you got that piece of paper or however you heard about this meeting tonight, and wahoo ramajama, here we are. Everybody in this room knows everybody. Everybody in this room, I don't care where you came from, what your background is, at the soul level, Every single one of us had an agreement to be here tonight. And the beauty is that not only did we show up, which was fantastic that we would do that, but then we said, let us remember together, because where two or more are gathered, the energy is multiplied 10,000 times 10,000 times, which means that exponentially the energy in this room has already gone beyond the infinite. It has already gone beyond the infinite. Okay? Now, if you really think about that, it's hard to think about that, but if you feel that, which is much easier, it means that our group soul body, which is what we've created right here, this group soul body has now expanded way, way out, way beyond form, way into the formless, all the way to whatever heaven is. We're already there. We're already there. And we're just sitting here having a really good time. I am. I hope you all are too. We're having a really good time listening to this person talk. Okay. Now, what happens? What happens when you leave this room and you say, well, I'm just an individual here? Actually, this energy field that we have created, the group soul body, is available to you any time of the day or night. All you have to say is now, and it'll just be right there. So whenever you say, gee, I'm feeling like I need some energy, well, you don't need to do anything except call on the group soul body, and it will be right there for you. Okay? Now, when it comes in, don't be surprised if things start happening in your life that you never expected would happen, because this is a very powerful energy. The group soul body is an incredible energy. Now, everyone who is in embodiment right this minute on planet Earth, every single soul is embodied to be here for this time. This time. That's how profound it is that we are here. Now, the majority, I would say, of people on the Earth plane are still just at the level of struggle. We in this room may be struggling, but we also have a much greater capacity to see what's really going on. Else you wouldn't be in this room. You'd be someplace else tonight. And in the knowing of the greater, you can hold that in your consciousness in great ease. I hold planet Earth, and I'll be doing some work tonight with her, with all of us, and her magnificent soul, with all the people on the Earth plane, at this time, those who are here now, those who are leaving, and those who are coming in. All those souls, I work with all those souls every day. I work with that which is in the formless, and I work with everything that is in form. This table, for me, is just as alive as any one of us in this room. There's not a rock, a stone, a grain of sand that is not fully alive to me. Everything that is, has been, and ever shall be, is completely alive to me. Nothing dies. The form changes, but that is all. The energy that is there is that knowing that it is all one. So I do not sit here and say, this person is separate from me. I sit in this room, and I only see who we are as one. Just the oneness of who we are. That's it. And everyone who stands behind you, I see all the souls who stand behind you, all the generations of energy that is behind you, and all that is within you that has come through all those generations to make you who you are right this moment. And going before you, how you will fulfill the rest of the embodiment, that too I can see before you, because there is a continuity of consciousness that never ends. It is always, continuously, always there. And once you step into that continuity of consciousness, then, I mean, I guess you could step out again, but why would you want to do that? Because once you're in it, and you go, whoa! I mean, it's pretty far out. And I don't even take drugs or anything. I mean, it's just the way it is. So if you want to be a mystic, you can have a really good time. So, I do all the time. So it is that enlivening of what's really going on. Because what's really going on is not what you think is going on. Is that not correct? If you think that what's going on is really going on, no. That's just the play, okay? That's just the play with all the characters and all the costumes. And you know, look at the costumes and characters we are in this room. I mean, we're fabulous. We have done such a cool job. We've created this wonderful being that we are. And behind all the play, which we think is real, is what's really going on. And what's really going on is what that moment of knowing that I am my soul, the divine is moving directly through me, and whatever unfolds in my life is in divine order. And I step into that every moment. I am here and now, and with watchers. I'm always aware that the divine is moving through me. And I am the watcher of how that moves through me, as well as how it is going to flow through everyone and everything that is my world. So, when we realize that, I say, we get to relax. Isn't that fun? Because most of us, we use a lot of energy to, you know, just, gosh, I know that. I'm a very, you can tell, I have no drive at all. I'm just a totally laid-back person. Well, I am sometimes, but not often. So, I am here on the earth plane to move a lot of energy. That's part of my job, move a lot of energy. And I move it both, as I say, in the form and in the formless. And when I move it in form, it is not that I take this and move it over here. It is that I am there and I am here. And because I am there and I am here, the energy will move, however it is to move, because I am there and I am here at the same time. Okay? Now these are a little far out. It's very hard to explain sometimes, but hey, we can just play with it. It'll happen. Okay. Now, I want to share with you the format of what I normally would like to do at the opening of our gatherings if you're interested in returning. And that is, I like to begin with what I call, and I have learned them, as the calls. This is an invocation as well as an invitation for the divine to move through each one of us and to continue to do so until we meet again. And if we never see each other again, it will never stop. It's just, you know, it's like taking a sip of tea and going, oh, that's so good, I can't wait for the next sip, and then you take the next sip. But if you have one sip, you'll never forget what it tasted like, and that's maybe all that you need is just the one sip. So the calls were started almost 100 years ago by a group of women who were doing deep work in the formless. And they realized that they needed to anchor this energy that they were working with in form. And they were told through their divine consciousness that if the words were spoken, and if they were spoken with intention, then it would begin to anchor these energies that they were working with on the earth plane. And during the First World War, and during the Second World War, and with all the wars that have gone on since then, this group of women, and they've passed it down from woman to woman, and it was passed down to me as well, that we would do this work. And when I make the calls, it is to invite the divine through the words that are spoken, and then anchoring it through my physical body into the earth. Now, if you have your feet flat on the floor, if everybody could do that for me. Now, right this minute, from the heart of Mother Earth, the energy of her love is coming right up through the soles of your feet. Right up through the soles of your feet. You can feel it. My feet are vibrating. It comes right up your legs, right up your torso, all the way through every cell of your body, up through your head. It comes out of your crown chakra, and it's like a fountain of light. Now it flows through and over your body as a fountain would, and it flows down, and that love, which has now become your love, goes down into the heart of Mother Earth. And that love, which you are, when it is received in her heart, she then begins that continuous flow of love up through the soles of your feet, up through your body, out through your crown chakra. Then it flows out and around and through your body and back down into her heart. So you have a cycle of loving energy that goes from the heart of the mother all the way through you, out through your crown chakra, and back down into the heart of our divine Mother Earth. So with this energy that's flowing through you, I would now like to make the calls. I call now for the light of the divine to create a perfect circle of love, light, peace, and joy around all who are present here in the physical and also on the inner planes. I wish to acknowledge and give thanks for all souls who've gathered to be with us, whether in or out of embodiment, and for the radiance in which we find ourselves. Thank you. I call now for the infilling and indwelling of the divine within all of our bodies, planes, and cells. I acknowledge and give thanks for this and for the divine consciousness which is available to us 24 hours a day, unceasingly. Thank you. I call now that we enter into the serene center of our being within our hearts, and there we enter the silence, allowing ourselves to fall more deeply still in love with the divine which we are. I invite us now to sit in the silence for a few moments. I open my heart and I bring you, Divine Mother Earth, dear Mother, into our hearts. Thank you, Mother, for the exquisite manifestation of divine love which is expressing in you, through you, and as you. And thank you, Mother, for loving us and nurturing us through each and every one of our embodiments. Thank you, Mother. I love you. And I open my heart and I bring you, beloved elementals of earth, air, fire, and water, into my heart. Thank you, dear ones, for the exquisite manifestation of divine love which is expressing in you, through you, and as you. And thank you, dear ones, for your union and communion with Mother Earth and your union and communion within every cell of our physical body. For without you, we could not exist upon the earth plane. Thank you. I love you. And I open my heart and I bring the whole of humanity into my heart. Thank you, beloved souls. All souls who are in the embodiment now, thank you. I love you. All souls who are leaving the embodiment now, thank you. I love you. And all souls who are coming into the embodiment now, thank you. I love you. And to my soul, thank you. I love you. Thank you, dear beloved souls, for the exquisite manifestation of divine love which is expressing in you, through you, and as you. Thank you, dear beloved souls. I love you. In the morning, upon awakening, notice what your first thought is. Just take a moment and see what that first thought is. And then, whatever it is, allow that to float gently from the thinking part into the heart. And hold whatever that thought is. When I sleep very deeply and I have wonderful dreams before awakening, but often that first thought, shall I say it sets the tone of the day? There's a certain resonating energy to that first thought. And if it's a busy thought, I go, perhaps perhaps I could choose another thought. Something a little more inspiring, please. And then I wait for what that thought might be. So that I attune particularly the left side of my brain, which is where the ego conscious mind resides, to being more generous in the way it thinks, and to ask the storyteller to be a little bit quiet. I've already heard those stories so many times, I really don't need to hear them again. Thank you very much. And to be able to move into the right side of my brain, where the soul is speaking to me, where the divine is moving energetically and allowing this extraordinary exchange of energy between myself and the divine. And to open the possibilities of seeing the divine in everyone. Seeing the divine in everyone. I mean, one of my practices when I was learning how to do all these wonderful things, the divine said to me, I want you to stand in the longest line every place you go. The grocery store, the bank, wherever it is, the longest line. Go there. Stand there. You do not even have to see the faces of the people who are standing in line in front of you. You simply practice sending that loving energy to them, one by one by one. And then when you get up to the cashier, you're radiant, you're so full of love because you've loved everybody in the longest line in this whole great big thing. And so by the time you get to the cashier, you're like, oh, wow. Oh, wow, you know? And they can see it, you know? I mean, they're like, whoo, who is this person? And it's very rewarding because you've done your practice. The same thing, every time you get to a stop, you know, when you're in traffic, and particularly on the freeway, just rejoice and say, oh, my God, I'm in a traffic jam. Thank you, God. This is wonderful. Now, why would that be? Because now you have time to bless all the cars that are in front of you and all the people in the cars behind you and all the cars who might be actually traveling on the other side of the freeway. And you are here looking like you're stuck, but actually you're not. What you're doing is your practice. Sending it there and sending it there. And then when the traffic begins to move, you're very grateful, but you say, thank you. I had a chance to practice in my own car, just do the most loving thing. Doesn't make any difference who's in that car in front of me or behind me, or 10 cars up or 10 cars behind. It is that I have the consciousness that will go way beyond whatever that traffic jam is. You know? You understand? One by one by one, one by one by one. And in so doing, you're continually expanding your consciousness. And who is moving energetically? Your soul. Your soul is energetically moving that energy from car to car, person to person, wherever it happens to be. Next time you go to an airport, I love airports. Woo-wee! I get to see humanity. I get to just open my heart. I just take the whole airport in. And as they're just whizzing by and busy, 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 and yada, bada, boo, and who is sad and who is happy, you see all of that. You see all of that. And you just go, oh, what a blessing. I can just be here and just hold the countenance of divine energy and just be one with all that is. That's all. Just be one with all that is. Hmm? It's a wonderful practice. And you just be amazed what happens. Peace, love, joy. Deep happiness, gratitude. Oh, it's just fantastic. And people wonder how you can be so alive. Well, it's because the energy is just, it just flows. It just flows. It's just unending. And it's like the first time the divine said to me, there's a wellspring inside you, and this energy will just well up, and it will be without end, and you will never be without this. It will come and flow through you, and it will be this endless, beautiful, surging consciousness, and it will just flow and flow and flow and flow and flow. And if you ever want it to stop, well, that's all right, but why don't you just let it flow? You know, why would I ever want it to stop? Tell you one little story before we end. My parents wanted to have a place on a lake, and the problem was that there wasn't enough water. And we had had a dowser come, and the dug this well, and the well didn't bring much water. So what we had to do, and there was this very steep hill, it went right up. We would take a bucket of water, maybe two if we were strong enough, and we'd climb all the way up that hill, and we would pour our bucket of water into the well. Because we had to prime the pump, but you had to have enough water to do that. So whenever all the little friends would come, you know, little friends, and we would have this huge, great big bucket filled with water, and we'd trudge up the hill. And of course, most of the water got sloshed out by the time we got to the top of the hill, but that was all right, we were doing our job, and we'd pour the water into the well. Now we would do this all day long. And whoever wanted to use the toilet, and this was very embarrassing for guests, would have to say, "I'm flushing the toilet now." And everyone would go, "Oh, no." You know how you are when you're that age, particularly young teenagers. The object of the story is, we're now going to begin, bucket by bucket, to walk up the hill of this consciousness, and we're going to pour that in to the pumping of that which is to come. Okay? Now, most of us know how to do it in bits and spurts. We're pretty good at that, right? But don't you want it 24 hours a day unceasingly? I do. So, whatever your practice is, and I don't care what it is, it can be anything at all, as long as it makes you joyful and peaceful and loving. Those three things, joyful, peaceful, and loving. You just, every time you do, when we made the calls, guess what? Everybody in this room got a bucket full, right? Everybody got a bucket full because we made the calls. We made the calls. Take that bucket, and then you pour it in. And that divine energy works through you, and then you do it again. And the reason that people meditate, contemplate, or pray is what? They fill the bucket, they lift it up, they pour it in, okay? And however you choose to do that. And if you love to be in the kitchen, well, you can just, anything you do in the kitchen, you can just pour love right on in there. I do not know how to do that. I know how to do this. I can't even cut anything straight in the kitchen. So, whatever it is, whatever the practice is, you might do a moving meditation, or you just might want to move. Moving may be the way that you fill that bucket, and then you pour it in. Okay? Very simple, very easy. And if it doesn't make your heart sing, don't do it. Your heart has to be singing while you do it, okay? Now, once your heart is singing, and it's going to have all kinds of tunes that it will play, all right? And you just get to be entertained by these wonderful musical energies that are going to be moving through you, because that's what happens. And as a result of that, if all of us in this room, even if I never saw any of you again, but I hope I will, but if I didn't, and you just did this one thing, you will change everything. You will change everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Because you're not just doing it for you. You understand? This is the service you do for Mother Earth, for every person on the planet, for everything in form and formlessness. For all that is, you do this simple thing. For all that is. It looks like you're doing it. Looks like I'm just here with my hand up making the calls. Well, not actually really, no. What I am, and what each of us is, if we choose to be, is like a lightning rod. And that energy, because we're open, is going to come right down through us and up again, and right down through us. And just as that wonderful visualization of bringing that love up from the heart of the mother and down through us and up and down through us is not just for you. Okay? We do it for all that is, in form and formlessness, no matter what. That's what we do.